You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international speaker and trainer, Executive Director Vince Vigneri. Vince, good afternoon.
It's always a good day in Subaville Studios.
Isn't it, though? I don't have anything really going on.
This is podcast central.
That's right.
That's it.
Just hardcore studio activity.
Let's keep it simple and get into it.
That is a great segue because what we talked about this and we realized, well, Vince loves breaking it down to the why. Right, which has inspired me a lot to focus on the why. I hope you all feel that same inspiration. I focus a lot on, what do I always focus on?
Purpose.
Task versus and VCP. I talk about VCP.
You do talk about, you love VCP.
Okay. So what we realized is we talk a lot of circles around the benefits of BNI, but there is something in the middle that we really need to reiterate the importance of it. What is the base of BNI? It's the reason BNI exists. It's the reason why there's over 280,000 members worldwide. And that reason is, Vince?
Referrals.
Boom! Referrals. We talk about so many things, how to get referrals, how to get better referrals, how you should act when you're talking about referrals, your meeting. It's so many things.
Your verbal and nonverbal cues, desperation, inspiration, task, purpose, why. Let's go back to why we're all in BNI, and that is to get more referrals. By the way, you all can't see this. I'm talking with my hands.
I wasn't even talking to my hands. We're flying. Okay, so BNI exists because Ivan Meisner was looking to regrow some of his business he had lost, and he wanted to get referrals to do it. Specifically, speaking engagements, right? Wasn't that his?
Yeah, but ultimately, he wanted to get referrals.
Right.
To go speak to people.
Yeah, and not make cold calls. That was
correct.
Tell you the truth. We have a member, and her company does a podcast, and had Ivan on it. She sent me the podcast for her company, and he talked about, look, I wrote the book on making cold calls. I grew up making cold calls. That's all we knew when I was in business, and I didn't want to do it. I wanted a different way to get business, and that's when the power of referral came, and so he created BNI to get more referrals.
So when he created what was then the network and now has become BNI, an international referral organization that exists in 70 plus countries, currently over 9,000 chapters meeting every week. My question is, when are we going to hit 10,000? It's yeah. Coming. It's not far off. We're going at about 100 chapters, new chapters, every single month.
Wow.
Think about that. 10 months from now, roughly, we'll be at 10,000 chapters. We'll be pushing 300,000 members. And all of those people, first and foremost, are there because they want to get more referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can go down the road of, in order to get referrals, you've got to give referrals. Givers gains our philosophy. We get that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're all there to ultimately grow our business and get more referrals. So how do you do it? You mentioned VCP, Brandon. Mm-hmm. It starts by just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up at the meeting and showing yourself, your face, being visible, talking to people during open networking, building that credibility through your visibility. And it's important to say that because we used to even see training that said visibility plus credibility will equal profitability. But now we all know it's a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to move through visibility, through credibility, and then you become more profitable. And profitability isn't one space in time. It's ongoing. But it all goes back to starting at the chapter meeting and being there, being in the moment. We talk about verbal and nonverbals. We've done that on a podcast. And when you think about the verbal interaction at a meeting, that's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you look when somebody walks in to a room. It's how you're seated during everyone else's weekly presentation that ultimately starts that credibility road. It's the one-to-ones that you do that get you more referrals. You've said it before, Brandon. A one-to-one is what? It is to get you more referrals. And it gets you more referrals because you break down the walls of what we don't know about you to what we know about you. And it helps us understand your business versus waiting, I don't know, how many weeks would it take me to really know your business without a one-to-one?
Well, if you went to go learn it on your own, it wouldn't be relevant to you. You know what? You wouldn't even know where to start because it's not your business. That's not the point. It's not your passion. And that's what's cool with the diversity of one member per profession in a chapter, because you get to learn about all these different kinds. So let's root it back to those referrals, okay? But to get referrals, you must give referrals. And as you were kind of going through that, I thought there's three. This is an advanced chapter success, but there's three different types of referral givers.
Correct.
You got your advocator.
Correct.
You've got your
promoter,
and then you've got your creator. So strive to be a creator, and if you only are a promoter, you're still doing great.
There's a quote out there that I've heard before: "Reach for the moon, even if you miss, you land among the stars."
Right.
It's the same thing. Strive to be a creator.
Yep. So when you're striving to be a creator, you need to do the one-to-ones to have the information. You need to be at the chapter to hear the weekly presentations. Getting that feature presentation knowledge is only going to make you stronger as that creator. Now, I guess the best way to say it is the advocator. It's kind of the ones that fall in your lap.
Yeah. Right? My phone rang. Hey, I need this. And you're like, hey, I know a guy.
Yep. Promoter is you hear something that kind of sparks it and you're like, oh, you definitely need this person. I got somebody for you. I can help you. And then the creator is you're literally creating.
You're literally creating
right.
business for one another.
Right. So think about if you're striving to go out and create business for your members every single day, but you just happen to have one fall in your lap because it's top of mind for you. For whatever reason, you're still doing great because you're passing a valid referral to somebody in your chapter. And once again, giving that referral, that's why we're here. If you have a new member show up and they don't get a referral for 6 months, are they going to be there in six more months?
They might not be there in six more days.
You got it, because they see the value. They want those referrals. Now, givers gain. Just because you join a chapter does not guarantee you referrals. We know that. We've talked about that. But you need to be focusing on getting those referrals for your members, because that's why they're there. That's why you're there. That's why BNI exists.
You summed it up. Usually I'm the mic drop.
Oh! See, if we had the button rail, I could hit the button of whatever. Thanks. If you didn't hear his little sound there. Well, I just have a strong passion towards this. Because I get to hear both sides of it. As a director role, you talk to a lot of different members, and I hear I have this challenge right now, but I don't want to bash BNI because it's done me right. Like, I hear that. But then I do hear I'm doing everything, and I'm just not seeing those referrals. And I know I've talked about this on a recent podcast. That's a tough one, because it then falls onto the chapter.
It falls on the chapter, but it also depends on the profession. Certain
yes,
professions
absolutely.
Are going to take longer. I've told the story multiple times. Florist, financial advisor. Florist, all they need to do is be visible.
Yeah.
If they're credible, they're going to get a ton more business.
Right.
Absolutely. But visibility will get them a flower sale. That's not the same for a financial advisor. They've got to build up that trust with people. And ultimately, that will take a year. 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
I mean, it takes time. So it's tough when you have a financial advisor come to you and say, I'm doing all these things. I'm checking the boxes. The question you might ask is, are you just checking the boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Because then, prior podcast, task versus purpose.
Yeah.
Don't just check the boxes.
Right. If you're striving to get referrals, you're not checking those boxes. You have a purpose behind those actions you're doing so that you can find those referrals. One question that I ask in every one-to-one that I do is, give me at least two referral sources. And even beforehand, when we set up the one-to-one, I'll tell them, be prepared to give me three referral sources. Because I'm going to use real estate as a great example here. most of the time when you have a referral for your real estate agent, you're an advocator. You heard somebody's going to buy a home or they need to sell your home. You happen to be there at the right time and you can get them in the door early. But a referral source for a real estate agent are introductions you can make that will lead to referrals. So somebody that's in front of those people, this isn't the greatest example, but this is a very good one. A divorce lawyer has to sit down and say, okay, you guys are getting divorced. You have a home. What's your next step? That's a referral source for that real estate agent. So where I want to be that creator, I'd much rather introduce them and create a relationship with a divorce lawyer than just relying on me being at the right place at the right time to get that person that's selling their home. But you have to do all the pieces before that to have the knowledge to know that's what you're looking for.
So all of you that are listening to this podcast, you share this podcast with divorce attorneys to refer Brandon to.
Yeah, and then I'll introduce them to some amazing real estate agents that I have access to.
And they end up potential BNI members.
There you go. I
have it's that simple.
Chapters for them too. So it is.
It really is.
It absolutely is. So we wanted to do a podcast on referrals because we realized we talk around it a lot and we always kind of root everything to it, but keeping it very simple, members join BNI to get referrals. We stay in BNI to receive referrals. Work hard to keep that culture in your chapter.
Keep it simple.
And for everybody else, these podcasts are for you. If you ever have a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that in the future. Thanks, Vince, for your insight on this one. I think it went very well. You know the topic well, right?
You could say that.
And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.